This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. In our study of the life of Jonathan in the Old Testament book of 1 Samuel, we identified a title, Living for God While Facing Conflicting Loyalties. Under this, we listed the following points, as a man, as a son, as a friend. Then we amplified the first point. Now, let's amplify point two, living for God as a son. His father was from a prominent Benjamite family and was chosen as Israel's first king. After a good start, he soon slipped into compromise and outright sin. Jonathan seemed to possess the positive characteristics seen in his father, but he had the maturity and commitment to stay true to his father, even when his father didn't deserve it. His life is an example of how to honor your father, even though he didn't deserve it. His father appointed him as a commander when he was still quite young, and he fulfilled his responsibilities with courage and a charismatic flair. He didn't follow his father blindly. In fact, he declared a decision his father made as foolish. When his father was paranoid about the threat David was to his throne and his son's future, Jonathan persuaded him to accept David as a loyal subject and supporter. This didn't last long, however. Jonathan confronted his father a second time, and when his father angrily attacked him, he was enraged, fled, and then fasted because he was grieved at his father's shameful treatment of David. In spite of his vehement disapproval of his father's actions, he nevertheless continued to be loyal to his father and family, even to the point of dying with them on the battlefield.